Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
This topic signals the start of the festive season here on Nighttime Talk, and we've had a number of messages this week from parents who are bewildered by a question that they've been asked when trying to book their child's visit to see Santa this year. Now we don't know if this is right across the board, but we have been told by our listeners that in order to make their online booking, they have to answer this question. In order to make sure Santa has an appropriate present for your child, could you please let us know the age and gender of your child? Then the options that are given are boy, girl, or non-binary. So have you experienced this, and do you think it's necessary for inclusivity? Maybe you have a non-binary child. We'd love to hear from you. So do get in touch with us on 087-188-0008. Emma, I have you on line one. You think children's opinion should be heard, but they might be going too far.
Yeah, honestly, I do think they are going a little bit too far. I cannot deny that, because personally, whenever I was that age and going to see Santa and stuff like that, I would have rather the boy's toy rather than the girl's toy. And I think that it should just be a neutral toy. Do you get me? That's the only reason for the question in the first place.
Well, I want to ask that because we were talking about this in the production meeting. I mean, what is the difference? Everything's a learning curve. So for a boy, maybe an action figure, a girl, a doll, you know, the usual things, the stereotypes. And then, what is a non-binary present? I mean, is it a copy of The Guardian? I mean, what is it? What is a non-binary present?
I'm going to be honest with you. I honestly do not know in that sense, because it's such a broad spectrum. It is such a broad spectrum. But what is, why are we gendering toys in themselves? If a boy was given a doll, why would that be an issue? And why, if a girl was giving a car, why would that be an issue?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, Emma, because I'm 44, and when I was younger, you'd go to see Santa and you'd get a lucky bag, okay? And it had anything in it. It could have anything in it. And you'd open it up, and sometimes there was, you know, something you're interested in, a potato gun or whatever it was for a boy. But sometimes it was actually a girl's gift. So it was a doll or something like that. And what you do is then, my mum used to take me over to the family that had the little girls, and we'd swap. You know, and it was kind of social and it was kind of fun and everything. So I'm interested in this because I'm trying to find the purpose of separating the children into three categories.
Yeah, it's a weird one to think about. But you're talking about swapping the toys and stuff like that. I feel like the novelty of that is gone, because I feel like the world's gotten a little bit more materialistic in that sense. Because, girls should get girls' things, boys should get boys' things, but people aren't like that. There's nothing wrong with, a girl liking lad stuff. There's nothing wrong with a boy liking girl stuff. And that's not me saying that is girl stuff or lad stuff. It's just how society is at the time.
But it also doesn't really say anything about their gender, per se. I mean, kids can like things.
100%, and that's the innocence of children as well, because children's innocence needs to be protected at all costs, because it's all about discovery and figuring out who you are. It shouldn't be putting a label on something straight away from the age of four. I think I messed up there.
So when you were small, what age were you when you said I'm a girl?
What age? I've always known that I was a girl, but whenever I was growing up, I would have mainly hung around with lads, and then mainly play football, been interested in everything that they were interested in, and it was never shunned upon, it was never seen against. But I have actually noticed while I was older, it's kind of seen negatively upon now. It's more she's just more interested in lads and stuff like that. It's nothing like that. It's just because I would get along, and that's how I was raised. It was just with boys. They were easy to get along with. I've never gotten the circumstances of being interested in hair, fashion, nails, eyelashes, all that kind of stuff. But I was never stereotyped in that sense.
It says here 0 to 3 years old, non-binary, 0 to 3 years old girl, 0 to 3 year old boy. And I'm just curious about how a child would self-identify as non-binary without having been told by their parents that that's what they are.
No, I've, like, personally, like, I'm 24 and I'm an only child as well. And I was never put into a certain category by my parents and where I should be, what I should do, what I should think. It was always freedom of speech. And you know what? Like, if parents feel like that's the case now, that they should be able to feel that they're 3 years old and be able to make these decisions. Personally, I think that that is a bit odd, because I feel that children should be able to be children without any judgment and area they should feel like they have to fall into.
And this also raises the simple question, and it's always the simple question that's the most interesting. Why does it matter? I mean, if you're bringing your child to see Santa, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we queued to see Santa and there was no, like, questionnaire at the start of the queue. It didn't matter if you were a boy or a girl. You know, you just went up and saw Santa. So why, when you're buying a ticket, do you have to actually start telling them the sex of your child? It just seems a bit strange to me, but I'm willing to learn. So if anyone wants to get in touch with us, let me know.
I think that the case of that is the fact that, although you're saying that right now, is the fact that in the subconscious of the people that were, like, if whenever you were a child going up and seeing Santa, they would have looked at you and probably been like, oh, that's a boy. Okay, we're going to give them that. And there is such a self-conscious scenario of being cancelled at the moment. And, oh, if I say something wrong, oh my God, like, we don't know that. Everybody is so careful about what they're saying at the moment.
Oh, I tell you, I was afraid to talk about it tonight, Emma. I want you to stay with me.
Yeah, so was I. Because once I said it, I was like, oh my God, I can't talk about this.
Yeah, but do you know what, Emma? If we don't talk about it, and this is why I want someone to call in and talk to me about it and all of us on 087-188-0008. Explain it to me. That's what the show is for, and I want you to do that. Stay with me, Emma, because I want to talk to Sean now. Sean, what do you think of this?
How you doing, Gary? How are you?
Good to hear from you. What do you think?
I actually can't believe it, Gary, because like you said there, Gary, you just said it yourself there a few months ago. When we were growing up, there was none of this, and I'm going to say it, bullshit, non-binary kind of carry on. You're either a boy or girl, and you got a boy's present or you got a girl's present. You know, that's the way it was, you know, and that's the way, you know, I always bring my kids up. That's the way my father and mother bring me up. You know, that's the way my, you know, nieces and nephews are bringing their kids up. You know, they're boys, they're girls. They're, you know, that's it. There's no secret to this, Gary. You know, there's no bullshit. There's no, see all this carry on, you know, in 2024, non-binary, I identify as this, I identify as that. It's all bullshit. The whole lot of it is bullshit. You know, you're born a male, you're born a female. End of. You know, I don't care what anybody has to say about it. That's my belief, and it'll always be my belief. You were born a male or a female, you know. And this here, that takes the piss, that. Non-binary. My God almighty. You know, look at what the world is coming to these days, you know.
Well, you have to, you have to respect families as well, because this is the way that they want to raise their children. And I'm sure there's parents parents out there that this is something that they've employed in the raising of their children, which is fair enough.
I mean, I've seen that.
It's absolutely their business to do so.
Ruining their kids, Gary. That's what they're doing. They're ruining their kids.
Well, that's your opinion, Sean. But what I'm trying to say is about the
people. Oh, I think I stand for a lot of people on this one, Gary. It's just my opinion.
I think I stand for
actually 99% of the population when I say that.
There's no doubt that there's people.
Like, you're 3 and 4 or 5 years of age. What are you confusing the kids for? What do you, you know, they must, like, I put it to you this way, Gary, and I'm going to say this to you. You know, I don't care if it offends people, because I tell you, you know, I've offended people before on this show, and I'm going to do it again and again and again. If you ask me what should have been done many a year ago was bring these kids, if they think that they're what they are, or if they think they're something, or they want to identify as something else, they should have been bringing them to see a psychiatrist or they should have been bringing to see somebody. That's, I blame the parents. I do, of course I do blame the parents. Because this shouldn't have happened.
Oh, hold on, Sean. Emma wants to say something. Emma, you want to cut in there?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like that you're putting a lot of the blame on the children there right now. But...
it's not the... I'm not blaming the children. I'm blaming the parents, Emma. I really am.
I get that, right? Okay, but... you know what? It's how society is at the moment, and sometimes you just have to respect how things are going.
I won't be respecting anything, Emma. I come from a very good family, and none of us are non-binary, Emma. And none of us were never confused about who we were or what we were, you know. And I have a very large family, believe me, a very big family. A lot of nieces, nephews, you know, a lot of sisters, a lot of brothers. And not one person has ever turned around and said they were confused about what religion or what sex they were, you know. So, you know, you're just saying it's 2024, we have to embrace this. I don't have to embrace anything,
Emma.
I actually didn't say that at all.
You know, I just kind of tried to say something to you there, and I was just saying not to blame the kids and that,
I'm not blaming the kids, Emma. I said that already to Gary. I'm blaming the parents on this.
Well, you just blame me on saying that it was 2024.
I'm not blaming you. What I'm saying is, you know, even though it is 2024, look, I heard what you said earlier there, that we have to move on, and it's, you know, this, that. I'm not moving on from anything, Emma. You know, I don't have to embrace anything. I see the LGBT signs everywhere, all over schools. I don't agree with it, by the way, either. The fact of the matter is, I don't know. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Why shouldn't kids be able to be themselves?
Well, sorry, Emma, what was that?
Like, why shouldn't young people be able to be themselves is my question. Because, do you know what? There's been such a scaremongering of coming out and being your own. Like, it's okay to be who you are. But it's not encouraging anybody to be who they are. Like, to be something else. It's just encouraging.
Oh, no, there's a lot more than that, Emma. And we've seen that. We've seen that in classrooms. We've seen that in books. We've seen that everywhere.
Have you been in classrooms?
I should have been in classrooms all my life with my kids. Of course I have, yeah.
So you went to classrooms with them?
Of course I did. I've been in my kids' classrooms.
Was there a narrative to push down LGBT down their neck?
I've seen a narrative the last few years, Emma, and it is getting heavier, you know, and it's gotten heavier, Emma. You know, look, I don't have a problem with LGBTQ, VYZV, the whole lot. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is that when it's shoveled down people's necks, and it has been the last couple of years, Emma, and that's something you have to agree with here. Leo Varadkar as well, he done a lot of shoveling too, you know. The fact of the matter is, and I'm going to bring you back to this, you know, how idiotic is this, Emma, that kids of 3, 4, and 5 years of age is given... this, you know, the parents are given this option. You know,
okay,
this should never be an option.
Can I put you into a different scenario right now, right? Can I put you into the scenario of the business owner and being scared of presuming what child is what?
Well, hang on, Emma, I'm going to help you with that. Emma, I'm going to help you with that because I think you're about to make a very good point. And the point is that the... organisers of these Santa visits are just covering themselves, really, aren't they? Isn't that really ultimately what this is? They may not get anyone clicking the button.
You have to cover yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's sad the way it's gone. It really is very sad the way it's gone. You know, again, as I say, and I always will say this, you're born male or female. These are 3, 4, and 5 years of age kids we're talking about here, guys.
All right,
you
know, Sean.
We're not talking...
I want you to stay with me, Sean, because I just want to go to Jennifer. I have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, what do you make of this filling out a questionnaire about the gender of your child before the visit to Santa?
Well, hiya, Gary. Nice to meet you. Gary, I'll tell you what it is. I was actually in Smith's there over near Side Now this morning, and there was a woman, and she went in with her son, and the son was only 3 years of age, and guess what he wants for Christmas? A doll and a buggy. And the mother says, oh, yeah, that's okay. We put that on your fancy list. Now, I have 4 girls, and my eldest is 22, and then the youngest is 11. Now, do you honestly think that I would ever let them play with, like, boys' toys or swords or something like that? Not a hope, would I?
Why not?
Because I think girls should be girls and boys should be boys, to be quite honest with you, because, like, I've often seen... even now, even where we're living now, we're living out in County Dublin, and some families now in the summertime is dressing their sons up in princess dresses. Now, I don't believe that now neither. Like, do you know what I mean? I think boys are boys and girls are meant to be girls. Like, do you know that kind of a way?
Yeah.
And that's my point of view, to be quite honest with you. Like, you know, and when you went to go see Santi, like, years and years ago, like, you know, it was like, oh, we were delighted to go. But now kids these days, it's like laptops, phones, to computers. When we were all kids, we were all playing out on our bikes and we loved Christmas. But now it's not anymore. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like gender-based and stuff like that.
And
you know,
what,
that
Jennifer, you have kids. What does Santa give kids now when you go to visit Santa? It used to be just a token I got anyway. I don't know, has it changed?
No. Like my no. God, it's been a while since I was at Santa. But like, it's not only that, but like, they want you to take a picture. And it's like nearly cost me €50 to go get a picture with Santa.
€50?
And then the presents. Yeah, it would be, yeah, to go to see to see Santa on like a little present.
You're joking
and then
me.
It was like, oh, I swear to God, yeah. And then it was like, oh God, well, like if we give you we take a picture of you and your family, oh, we have these snow globes, and then all that adds up, like, you know, that kind of way.
Oh my
like
God.
Years and years ago. Like, I'm only 41, the same age as yourself there, Gary. And it was a big tradition going into Cleary's, looking at Cleary's window and getting all excited, like, you know what I mean? Well, now these days, it's Christmas is not Christmas anymore.
€50 to see Santa Claus. I think it was a fiver back in my day, or even a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No. It's all to do with, oh God, yeah, we go with the snow globe. Sure, it's nearly €12 just for like a snow globe. And then it was like maybe €6 or €8 per parcel. Do you know what I mean? So when you have like a couple of kids, it actually all adds up at the end of the day.
No wonder you want a gift off Santa for €50.
Oh, and do you know what? It was all stupid toys what you were coming out with. And you're like, oh my God, like you actually get better stuff in this. Maybe in the 150 shop or over in Deals, like the stuff that you used to come out with. And they were just thrown on the floor. Oh yeah, that was great. Do you know what I mean?
And come here, what do you think of this though? Like boy, girl, non-binary. That's a new enough thing, you know, and it takes a bit of getting used to. Do you think the company are just covering themselves in case somebody is raising their children that way?
I think so, yeah. And especially like in this generation where like, you know, they're going to school and then they don't even know, like they don't even, because my girl now, she's in second year. I know it's going off the topic, but now they want to bring in, you know, all that new sex education and on. There's an awful lot of kids or teachers are disagreeing with all this now because they don't know what they want like in life. Do you know that kind of a way?
Sex education in primary schools?
No, in secondary school
in secondary
now.
Schools.
They want to combine
okay.
it now.
Why should they be taught about that?
What's that, Emma? Go ahead.
Why should they not be taught about that? Because like you're leaving out of like. Majority, why should they not be taught about sex education in terms of same-sex couples?
Oh, it's a good question. I don't have kids. So
can I answer that, Gary?
I didn't learn anything. Sean, what do you make of that?
Because here's the thing, and I had this out with Noel Boylan one night. First of all, Emma, I'm the parent of two kids, and it's up to me and their mammy to explain sex education. I never liked schools talking about to kids about. And the fact of the matter is, Emma, if you think it's all right for my kids to learn what a woman does to a woman and a man does to a woman, a man does to a man, there's something actually wrong with you, Emma, because I don't agree with it. And I don't know why you think that this is okay to teach kids this, because I don't think it's okay. And I never
because
thought it was okay.
It's proper sexual health. It's not about what they're doing to each other. It's about how to protect themselves from any diseases that come from across it. Because if your daughter wants to go with another fucking girl, it means
No. You see, this is the thing, Emma. This is the thing what I'm talking about. Again, schools, same sex, this, that, the other. You know, we have same sex toilets and all this shit. It doesn't work. It's not supposed to happen, Emma. That's what I'm trying to say. This might be all right for you, Emma. It's not, again, all right for me. And it wasn't all right for my partner or my kids either. And we said no to this straight away. And we were told the day it was happening, and we took our kids home. We don't want this. We don't want, we don't, okay, we did not in for this.
I'm listening to your opinion right now. So you think that men should be with men and women should be with women?
No, no. What I'm saying is kids shouldn't be known about men with men.
I think, Emma, Sean is saying that kids shouldn't be learning about those things at their age. I want you all to stay with me because I've got Maureen on line two. Maureen, you think children aren't allowed... Good evening to you. You think children aren't allowed to be who they are?
Yes. I'm trying to gather myself together now, see. I'm trying to let the temper come down a small bit.
You're a bit emotional, Maureen.
Oh, yes. Without a doubt. You know what? This shit has to stop. Children at that age, what's being taught in the schools as well?
Oh, I agree with you.
What's being asked of parents to take a little child to see Santa, to have that on a form. Like, when is this madness going to stop? No child of that age needs to know any of this, in my opinion, filth. No child up to 10 years old in a primary school needs to learn any of this. They have no business learning it. The children are not allowed to be themselves, little boys and little girls, because they're being told by grown adults that they can be whatever they wish to be. They can be animals now if they want to. They can be furries, is what they're called.
Oh, I've heard of the furries.
And I, for one, have had enough of it. And there's no way in hell will my grandchildren ever listen to that, because there will be war.
Do you think a three-year-old, Maureen...
Not at all.
Do you think
not
a three-year-old understands?
Not at all. Three-year-old understands relatively very little. The three-year-old understands one thing alone when it comes to parents, especially grandparents and that, how to push the buttons. They're just learning. How can a three-year-old understand any of this? A 12, 13-year-old is going to be hard-pressed to understand any of this. Us adults, when all this started, were scratching our head going, what the hell is this about? What is going on? But this is the agenda that's being pushed. It's being pushed across Europe. The whole lot of it.
Do you think, Maureen, it's a little bit of the companies that are organised these Santa visits, it's just put in there to cover themselves? Because you know the way people can be very sensitive nowadays, and they can complain and they can cause a fuss.
I couldn't give two shits about people's sensitivity at this point, Gary.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a damn. And these companies should be turning around and saying, this is for children. Look at the age you are putting on this. They have the right to say no. And any adult that can stand over sanctioning this and saying, this is okay, you need to take a good hard look at yourself in the next mirror that you come to, fairly lively.
Well, there you
go. I am pissed, and that's the truth.
There you go, Maureen. I want you to stay with me, but I want you to take a little breath for yourself. For now, I have Dylan, and you think taking innocence away from kids and not letting them play with gender toys is not fair. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I sent that text in. Some girl was talking about, she wouldn't let a kid play with toys or something. She asked girls, she wouldn't play. She wouldn't let the girls play with boys' toys.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't agree with that?
That's mad. They're kids. They don't know kind of what that entails. Like, for example, I've older brothers there that would have played with prams, that can't keep their hands off women.
Right. You know, okay.
Womanizers, leading every weekend, and then I'm a parent myself now as well. I would have kind of been a bit more before I had a kid. I would have been I never really got the whole kind of non-binary thing either. But now as a parent, I couldn't give a fuck what you are. You know, weren't you happy?
Well, as a parent of a child, I mean, I'm assuming. Now, this is why I want somebody to ring in to us here that has a non-binary child. I'm assuming, I could be wrong, so don't kill me for this, but I'm assuming that the parents assign this to the child, because between 0 and 3, you obviously don't turn around and go, I'm non-binary. So this is a parental decision, and you have kids. Would it be a decision that you would have ever considered?
No, and I'm a bit of a neutral here. I can see both points. I think, I don't know the man's name that was on leading giving out.
Sean,
I see his point. I got asked by somebody in Headbanger if I'm going to gender my daughter when she's born. I kind of had to take a step back and be like, "What? That's a thing now? Like, are you going to do it?"
So you have to decide. So that's a thing. You decide if you're going to gender your child when they're born.
Apparently that's a thing. I got asked that. I couldn't believe it. So I think we're going down a bad road there. But I think, I don't know, the people that were on are definitely the extremists against it anyway.
And what do you make of the companies? What do you make of the companies asking parents to declare this before you bring the child to see Santa? Do you think it's all madness, or do you think there's a reason for it?
Business 101, I think, is just covering their own arse.
That's what you think it is. A lot of people are thinking that.
I remember going to see Santa when I was younger. You're always kind of asked, like, oh, girl toy or boy toy. That's my experience of it when I was younger. That's gone back around 20 years now.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, it's kind of always been there, but, yeah, non-binary, looks, I don't know. I think if it upsets you that much, fucking, I don't know. Build a wall, get over it.
Build a wall, get over it. Maureen, what do you make of people gendering their child when they're born?
I think it's absolutely shocking. It's pure evil in my book. And this new talk, the sex you were assigned at birth, bullshit to that as well. You were born male or you were born female. You're a boy or a girl. You're not assigned anything at your birth. That's more horseshit. This nonsense, Gary, I'm telling you, has gone too far. And there needs to be an absolute backlash in this country to kick this out of every part of society.
Sorry,
before, because we're going to find ourselves in very, very deep trouble going forward if it isn't nipped now. And parents, tell these people pushing this agenda and telling them the same, I'm the doll, because they're all on board with this, what to do with this filth they want to teach their children.
Yeah, hold on there, Maureen. Sean, go on. You want to say something?
I just want to get back to Dylan there. He's calling me an extremist. I'm not an extremist. I'm a parent. That's what I was, and that's what I will be. And that's all I'll ever be, you know. You know, I'm not an extremist by no means. You know, I just see what's right from wrong here, Dylan. And what I see is wrong here is when your gender and children
We've
are given
Dylan,
them...
Sean. We've lost Dylan, Sean, just to let you know.
Well, if he's listening, we'll giving them an option.
We'll try and get him back.
But giving them an option, Gary, when they're so young, you know, and they're the ones that are conflicting the children's brains here, Gary. It's nothing got to do with us. We're not extremists. We're parents. And we've been parents. We have experience on this, you know. So we're not extremists. We're parents. And we're doing a damn good job of it, you know. And a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. And it's as simple as that. And it always will be.
Yeah, it's like they're taking basic biology and absolutely dismissing it.
That's so it, Maureen. You'll never be able to mess with it. You know, when you're born in the hospital, you're a male or you're a female, Maureen. And I'm the same as you. Absolutely, Maureen. And I agree with you totally. And this ideology there as well, Gary, with, you know, the non-binary toilets there. I don't know if you've ever seen them. You know, what's all that about? Who's pushing this?
Well, it's all for inclusivity, and you know, there's no doubt about it.
Inclusivity. I tell you this, Gary, I can tell you this. I was at a restaurant there, and I'm not going to name the restaurant there, but I'll tell you this, what I did do. I was at a restaurant there 2 weeks ago there with my partner and my daughter, and I was watching that door. And if I seen anybody dodgy going in there, I was going in after them, and I was pulling them out by the head.
What
I was going to do, Gary.
Going in where?
I mean dodgy, identifying as a woman. That's exactly what I mean.
Going into a
exactly
female
what
toilet.
I mean. Sorry, sir?
What do you mean, going into a female toilet?
No, a non-binary.
There was a non-binary toilet in a restaurant you were in?
So there was, yes.
I haven't seen one of them yet.
Well, I have. And that freaks me out, Gary. That freaks me out because here's the thing. Anybody that wants to cross over, they can cross over when they want. And that really, really, really bothers me. You know, oh, you identify as a woman. You know, do you?
Well,
you need your head checked.
Well, if it's a non-binary toilet, then everyone going in there accepts what is going in there. And
no, I don't accept it.
Well, Sean,
I don't accept
me.
It for a woman.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to Jonathan. Jonathan, what do you make of this?
Hey, good evening to you, Gary.
Good evening to you. I hope you're well.
Good now. First thing, can I ask you a question, Gary, before we get started on this?
Of course you can.
Why were you afraid to talk about this issue?
I wasn't afraid. I didn't say I was afraid.
Well, you said at the start you were a bit unsure to talk about it. Why was that?
I'll tell you why. Because you have to be respectful of everyone, especially when you work in the media. And it's only appropriate and right that you do so, because there are parents out there that have made this decision and it's their decision to make. It's a free world. They can do what they want. And,
Hang on, let me finish, Jonathan.
Okay. One more thing to say. This show is about the callers. It's not about me, and it's about what people think, and it's about giving people a voice. So go ahead there and let me know what you think.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So I'll give you that. No, look, I just think, what do you think about all this? Is Maureen? Is Maureen still there?
Hello, yes.
She's in DJ.
Yes.
Love you, Maureen. Love you.
Thank you.
You keep on doing yourself what you're doing, but don't give yourself a heart attack, Maureen. Calm down a little bit.
No, don't worry. I won't.
Look, everything, Maureen.
Maureen's all right. We're looking after Maureen.
It's money is what it is. Look, it's very simple. Why are they asking these questions to 3-year-olds? Why are parents, look, telling them that your kids are confused with all this stuff? Then you have to go see the psychiatrist. Then if your boy at 12 decides he is a girl, we have to start paying for more therapists. And then we have to pay for medicine. And the average cost of one child transition is $1 million. Or than euro. That's a lot of money.
€1 million?
$1 million from transition from male to female.
I'll get AJ to check that out, just to verify.
Yeah, check it out. It's money. It's all about, and that thing again, like people, there's boys and girls. Now, well, there's no problem if you grow up and become what you want to be. But having this nonsense in classrooms and everywhere around us as a constant reminder for a minute number of people, it's absolutely ridiculous. And Maureen is right, it's demonic, is what it is.
But I agree. But you know, there's no such thing as transition to man, woman, or woman to man.
You know what they're doing?
No, you see, but there's only one meaning to the word transition, and that is transition. So I moved from here to Dublin, I've transitioned. That is the correct meaning in a dictionary of the word transition. What I call these people are transformers. They're trying to transform themselves into something they will never be. Because no matter what bit you get chopped off and bits added onto you, you can wear a dress and a wig, you can do all that. Men will never be a woman, and a woman will never be a man.
No, and I agree with
you. I mean, they'll dig these
people
up and check their bones in 100 years' time. They will say, this was a male, this was a female.
And I agree with all that, Mark. We just want to be fair. I don't want you to be who you want to be. If you're gay or whatever that is, I don't care about any of that. But like you said, it's the nonsense of putting it in the children's heads now.
I know.
The parents' heads now.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, Gary, is this as well, right? What did the Heatherway get called out for 2 weeks ago in the Dáil? What was the big stink all about again?
I'll let you tell the story there, Jonathan.
Yeah, because Paul Murphy put his head above the party because he's a moron, right? That's what he is. And went, look at me, I'm all late and trendy. And then he got called out on it. And he got all upset about it. Why would you put it out there?
Well, I think they had an exchange in the Dáil and it was deemed to have gone too far.
He's the one put it out there.
Well, Jonathan,
and I was offended when it said back to him. These are the people that you're dealing with.
Well, it's just important. We did a little fact check on that, and transition surgery on average costs 20,000 to 40,000.
Oh, that's my bad. I thought it was a lot more than that now from start to finish with all the bits and bobs on. And I said in the States.
It's nearly as much to go and take our kid to see Santa from what I found out tonight. £50 to see Santa.
It is expensive to go.
Mother of God.
It's nonsense. Come on. It's a nonsense. Look, we have two girls and a boy, okay? I have a playroom full of toys there. I've never dictated what they play with. If he wants to play Barbies, I don't care. If he wants to get a shirt, I didn't care. Don't care. Let them play away. Children will find themselves. They don't need to be taught about all this nonsense everywhere they turn around now. It's constant in our faces. And like I said, for the small number of people. But the loud NGOs, again, we go back to NGOs in this country, pushing this and pursuing it into the school system. And then you're seeing the teacher talking about it with Jana Logan. All true, they denied it. And then a second teacher came out and said she was actually teaching in the classroom. But they deny that it's happening to you. You know, why would you deny something if it's good for you? It's all, like Maureen keeps saying, it is demonic shit. It's the devil that rules is what it is.
Well, we're getting an awful lot of texts in from people saying that that a child before the age of three doesn't even know what non-binary means.
No, so, they don't. And this me gaby. What do you mean a gaby? It's a fucking baby.
Gaby.
That's what they're calling it. This is gaby. Gay might be baby.
I tell you, I'm on a learning curve here tonight, Jonathan. Stay with me.
Because, look, it's mental stuff.
Stay with me. That's an interesting one. I've got Sarah on the line. And before I go to Sarah, I just want to say good night to Maureen. She had to leave us.
And, good night, Maureen.
Good night, Maureen. And I hope you have a good night's sleep after that. You had a good vent. So I'm going to go to you, Sarah. Is Santa gay?
Barry?
Sarah, what question do you want to ask me?
Yeah, I turned around and sent in a message there as well, like, for people know Santa is gay.
Is Santa gay?
Like, I think
that's a Mrs. Claus.
Right? No, in fairness, like, you're talking about their non-binary and binary. I don't get into the ABCs of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Like, it's male or female. I think at that age, like, a child doesn't know the whole, like, the autonomy of their own body. Like, so it's taking the innocence away from them. So the question is directed at the parent.
So you think it's a parenting decision? Well, it obviously is, because a three-year-old child doesn't go, I'm non-binary. So they have to hear it from somewhere, so it must be the parents.
Yeah, but what? Tell me, like, Gary, what difference does it make? Like, seriously, at the end of the day, you're going to see Santa. You have a little boy, you have a little girl. They're going to get a nice little present. They're going to have a lovely day. What difference does it actually make? Like, the mother and the father probably have some insight into their children, what they're going to be when they grow up or what they're not going to be.
Yeah.
But certainly at that age.
Well, it's interesting. We just got a text in that made a point, said that the children need to be informed about sex because a high percentage of kids are abused by people they know, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but not at our age. Listen, come here. At our age, no. Yeah, of course. But, like, in regards to in-depth, no. I think you should, the normal sex education.
Well, there's a difference between... I think there's a bit of a difference between sex education and gender, being told what gender you are by your parents.
Well, there's really no need, to be quite honest, because an awful lot of people out there, like, do you know what they are and you won't tell their parents. And then with the stigma in around it, you'd be surprised many people that have committed suicide over the years in regards to that.
Absolutely.
Like, that side of things, you know, and that's a very sad world to be living in. You know, and then... you have other people that are sort of the new woke that are going around saying that older people should be educated about it. Now, my jaw nearly fell to the ground a couple of years ago when somebody came into the workplace and was on work experience and saying that these people need to be educated about the ABCs. I call it the alphabet. And actually wrote a report about it. You know what I mean? So
well,
I think
isn't there a lot to be said, Sarah? No, but Sarah, in fairness, I mean, isn't there a lot to be said about learning about all this stuff? Because, I mean, we have to be inclusive and mindful of everybody. I mean, that's the society we live in. So the more we know, the better off we are.
Yeah, but the likes of that. Now, Gary, come on, let's be fair about this and talk honest about it. The likes of that stuff should be kept behind. It's their own business. You don't need to shout it to the world. You know what I mean? And people that are going around shouting it to the world, what point are they making? You know what I mean? Like, I'm married. I have a husband. I have a stepdaughter. I don't go around shouting about it. That's ironic, and I'm on national radio. Oh, you know what I mean?
I bet you shout at the husband, though, don't you? You shout at the husband from time to time.
all the time, Gary. Believe me, all the time. He gets it from me. But, like you're talking about Santa Claus.
I know, I hear your point. I hear your point because, I mean, like, in terms of certainly Santa Claus, I mean, when I looked at it, I went, really? I mean, Santa Claus, do we have to mess with that? I mean, do we, like, and I don't even mean mess with it. What I mean is, like, when you think of Santa Claus, the last thing you think about is this stuff, like, you know, gender and things like that. It's just kids, to me. Kids go to see Santa.
It is actually about children being children. But I will say this story, right? And I have one sister and I have four brothers, right? And I was stand by the family. So I played snooker, I played there. I got into the whole shebang. However, right? And my sister at the time, her little boy was a little boy, and we were out shopping, and he went in the usual, picking tiles, and he picked up a doll, like, and I was like, June, like, and she looked at me, and she goes, what, like, what's your problem? I go, the doll. And, like, I got educated from that alone. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But that young flit today now was well grown up, and he's with a lovely girl.
Yeah.
He didn't buy, like, she didn't buy the doll for him, but he picked her up.
Yeah.
But I was thinking in my mind, and now that goes to show you where my thinking was. But I didn't realise, and this is God's honest truth, right? I remember years ago, I was looking at Culture Club, right? And I seen Boy George, and I was like, oh my God, I want a coat like that. And I want to have my hair like hers, right? And I was standing at the back of my father's chair. And my father turned around and said, he's gay, Sarah Jane. And I was like, I hadn't a clue what he was talking about. So, usual, I went into the kitchen and I said to my mum, I says, what's gay? And she turned around and she said, it's being happy and merry. And I went, okay. And for years, that's exactly up until probably till I was around 18 or 19. There you go.
Aye.
That's how naive I was back in the day. And I'm 52 today.
Well, look, things are different now. You know, we do live in a different world. And, like, you know, kids in school...
Gary, there's no justification for this. There's none. There is none.
I understand. I do understand. Just
there's no justification for it.
But you have to be open-minded. And
I am open-minded, Sarah Jane. I am very open-minded, Sarah Jane. But... Parents abuse their children.
All I'm saying is, right, who's not to say further on down the line that a member of your family gets involved in all of this?
Like, he gets involved. You should make it sound like a cult, because it is. Get involved
makes a good point. I mean, say one of your children decided, say you had a grandchild and they decided that this was the route they wanted to take, how would you react?
Let me say this, Gary, right? Ask me this question 2 years ago and this is what I would have said, and I'll say the same thing to you now. I don't care how my children end up in life, as long as they get there by themselves and they're happy when they get there. But this being pushed on them now, dropping it into their head, it's not natural. It's not a way to grow, because you're questioning from the time you're three what your sexuality is. If your child is gay, you'll know that going through the years. Hold on, Sarah Jane, for a second, please. If your child is gay, you will know growing up that they're gay. You'll see it in their mannerisms. Or you won't, but they'll trust you enough to come to you with it. But the fact now, the way it's been pushed, is very, very different to what was happening before. And yeah, I'm very educated, Sarah Jane, like I said. I have lots of gay friends. I know lots of gay people. Nothing against people's sexuality. This agenda on children is where my problem is.
Well, there is a distinction. No, in
it's
fairness,
an agenda.
And we've run away from it a little bit. I mean, gender and sexuality are two sort of different things.
Very,
as well.
Very different things.
Exactly. So non-binary has nothing to do.
Your sexuality is who you are as a person. Usually, is what it is. This gender identity, it's breeding mental illness.
Yeah, we're not talking about the sexuality of the children. We're talking about their gender. Yeah.
But their gender, they're confused. Do you think, how many genders are there, Gary?
Oh, there you go. That's a question that nobody seems
to be able
to answer.
So you can wake up today as one, wake up tomorrow as another, and your mental health will suffer from the time you're three. There's no sense to be made of it. To my mind, anyway. Like I said, you grow into the person you are, you get there naturally. I'm happy. I hope you live your best life. I don't care, gay, straight, transsexual. I don't care if you get there by yourself. But who's to say now people are getting there by themselves? There's not being drip fed. Little seeds been planted fucking everywhere. Everywhere they go, everything you see. Questions. No 3-year-old should be questioning anything. If you can I have the sweets or not?
Well, stay with me, Jonathan and Sarah there. I want to go to Judy. Judy, I have you there on line 2. You think this is all ridiculous?
Like, seriously, this is the most bizarre. Like, I only heard of it, like, obviously I know about all this, well, bits and pieces of it, because too much of it would turn you into a, like, jigsaw. But still, like, are you for real asking, does a three-year-old need to identify their gender before they go see Santa? Is that actually, I think whoever came up with that probably needs to go see someone.
Well, it's not me asking.
That's mental.
It's not me asking.
That's literally mental. Yeah. Like, seriously. Where's the sense in that? I don't care. Like, that's a three-year-old. I wouldn't even put it before, like, Santi's what, say 10? Yeah? And you're asking a question, should they identify their gender before they go in and see Mr. Claus? Why, is he a different colour for different genders? That makes no sense.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of, because this is a...
There's no bottom of it. It's like, whoever came up with that needs to go see someone. That's just crazy shit. Simple as. Like, what kind of a world are they living in to come up with that? Like, seriously. Oh, sorry, mummy. You can't go in to see Santa because you have, like, I refuse to identify your gender. Would you cop on? Pop on.
Well, I don't know if it's mandatory. I'm assuming it's...
Yeah, well, I tell you, I wouldn't be bringing my child in if that was on a sign beside where I was going. The biggest load of bull crap I've ever heard in my life.
Do you think, Julie, that they're just covering themselves in case that they get a complaint or somebody's just going to kick up a
complaint about what? What can they complain about?
Somebody who has a
non-binary complaint they're going to get now is over this. Over this now. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. It's like, it's not even from a real world. It's just bizarre.
Mm. Yeah, no.
You not agree?
Look, I'm getting loads of opinions here tonight and they all seem to be on the same
page.
It's
ridiculous.
Santa Claus, to me, what surprised me was even talking about something
Santa
like this.
Santa is the innocence of a child. Santa is Christmas. You don't do away with Christmas because people want to identify their children.
But Julie, that's what I'm saying. I mean, talking about Santa in these terms, it seems a bit strange to me because
Christmas is about kids. It's not about genders or religion or any kind of bullshit like that. I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be taking my child away from that, Santa.
Well, Christmas is kind of about religion.
I'd be coming to the conclusion that whoever came up with that is nuts.
Well, Judy, Christmas is kind of about religion as well, you know.
Well, it's each to their own, okay? So it's in there. It's controversial, yeah. Right? And it's only controversial because people believe this, that and the other. So it's controversial to who wants to make it controversial. But Santi's not controversial. If you want to bring your child to see Santi, you don't have to go to Mass and say, God, can I bring my child to see Santi?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on the sense that I can't believe I'm talking about gender and Santa in the same paragraph. It just seems a bit strange to me. I mean, kids
go to Mass and say, can I bring my child to see Santa?
Julie,
their gender while I'm there. Makes no sense.
Julie, to me, kids go to see Santa. That's it. That's the
sentence. Regardless.
Kids and the innocence of children.
Well, that's optional now.
Well, there we go. That just seems to be something that they're all doing. But listen, I'm going
to...
I'd
bring Santa to me house and estate before I'd even consider answering a question like that about my child.
Look, I'm going to have to leave it there, Julie.
Ridiculous.
There you go, ridiculous.
Bye-bye.
The final word to Julie. Thanks so much to Jonathan and Sarah as well. And of course, Maureen. I hope you're listening in and you've got yourself a nice cup of tea and you're nice and warm and you're enjoying the show.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.